This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester. Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverenz. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. We are 1 week until Christmas, 5 minutes after the hour. And speaking of Christmas, so many of you have sent in video and audio of different choruses performing at Christmas concerts. We're going to have our own Morning Air Christmas concert here in the next 15 minutes and share some of the beautiful voices of young men and women across the country on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Also this morning, Bishop Brendan Cahill from the Diocese of Victoria, Texas, joins us, and Father Rocky is here to answer your questions of faith in these remaining days of Advent. But as we come to the gift of Tuesday, December 18th, a gift from the Lord, let us offer the day to Him, and we invite you to join us now for the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we offer you our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 6 minutes after the hour, with a week to go until Christmas. I don't know what it's like in your house, but in our house, we're kind of running around a lot, and you probably are as well. And you're wondering, well, wait a minute, I've got one more week to go until the birth of our Savior. And I also want to savor the quiet time of Advent. How do I bring peace and prayer into this very busy last week before Christmas? Danielle Bean has some solutions for you. She's the brand manager at CatholicMom.com and a very popular speaker on a variety of topics applied to the Catholic family and faith, and also the mom of eight. Danielle, welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
What's life in your house, mom of eight, 1 week before Christmas?
Absolute chaos.
Oh, come on. How is that possible?
Yeah, well, you know, it actually, I remember when the kids were all a lot younger. My youngest is now 12, but everyone is home this Christmas. That it used to be a lot crazier because of young children and that kind of stress of kids being excited, kids being off of their routines. But right now, we're feeling the stress of trying to cram a bunch of people back into our house when we had kind of accommodated to the extra room after they left.
And how's that going?
It's actually wonderful. I mean, everyone knows no one's happier than a mama when all her babies are home. And they're not babies anymore, but they still are in my heart. So I'm thrilled that I've got all eight kids back home for probably, my daughter lives in her own apartment, so she'll be in and out. But over the next week or so, we're definitely going to all be together leading up to New Year's. And I'm just thrilled to have them all together. And you know what's really great, John, is that we've had the opportunity to have family prayer times back. And that's the number one thing that I am most enjoying this Advent. That is what is giving me solace and peace. The fact that all of my kids are back, but that we're able to sit down together, even with some of their friends when they happen to be around, when that alarm rings on my phone. I've told you about my alarm that reminds me that it's time for family prayer, that we do gather together and we pray, just like when they were little. They're bigger bodies now, but we're still a family.
Danielle, how have you managed to do that? We are, of course, in these final days of Advent when we're trying to quiet down, to have some quiet, to focus on what's to come on December 25th. So in your very busy schedule with a house filled with people, how have you managed to have that quiet time for prayer?
Right. I mean, I think you have to be deliberate about it. And of course, Advent is this beautiful liturgical season of waiting, of hopefulness, of quiet. And we need to, because of the culture that we live in, which is not necessarily observing Advent. Definitely the Christmas is full on in the secular culture. But what we need to do is be deliberate about taking that time. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Something that I found helps me a lot is when you get to that point where you're feeling kind of stress overload, which can happen easily this time of year, whether it's things going on with work, relationships, shopping, budget woes, we're dealing with all of those things this time of year, and taking a moment to go outside. I don't care where you live. If you go outside, you can change your mood. You can change the atmosphere. You can find yourself a little bit of quiet, whether you go for a walk. I mean, that would be ideal, if you can take a little walk and spend a little time quietly reconnecting with God in your day to remove some of that stress. But even if you can't, just going outside and taking some deep breaths, taking in the beauty and the wonder of nature, that cold, fresh air this time of year, it's really a wonderful opportunity to kind of break up what you're falling into, which is a pattern of perhaps stress, of chaos, of reacting to everything around you. Just hit the pause button and go outside.
We were just talking with Marcel Lejeune, who spent 15 years in campus ministry, and the number one question, Danielle Bean, that he got was from parents saying, my kids have walked away from their faith. It's our number one prayer request here at Relevant Radio. With a large family of eight, how have you been able to keep all of those children grounded in their faith for all of these years?
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest scary thing, right, to us as parents, that our kids actually have their own will, that God gave them free will, and that we can raise them up, we can do all the right things, but ultimately it's going to be their choice. And sometimes they're not going to choose rightly, and that breaks our hearts. I know that I've seen that story play out many times with people very close to me. It's a very painful thing to go through as a parent. But what we do is we definitely pray for our kids. We pray fervently for our kids, and that's what I always advise people who are going through that situation, is you can't give up hope. And you just got to pursue in prayer. Think of beautiful examples like St. Monica, who prayed her son back, not only back, but to become one of the great, you know, doctors of the church. That we're able to do that, that prayer is powerful and it is meaningful in our lives. So don't forget to do that. But on top of that, it's really important to stay connected with your kids. Connect with them about their faith, not in an accusatory way, like checking, did you get to Mass, but maybe asking them, you know, what's meaningful to them about their faith, what their prayer lives are like. You know, every child is different, so they're going to have different responses and different preferences for the ways you communicate with them. But being sensitive to that, find out what's going on in their lives. Find out what they're worried about. Find out what's stressing them. That connection is really key. And ultimately, I find that it's really about example. And, you know, like I said, they're back home now, and even if one of my kids weren't practicing his faith, you better believe we'd be inviting him to sit down on the couch and just sit quietly with us for a while we were doing our family prayers. Just, you know, not in an angry, aggressive way, which I know is hard because it's so disappointing and frustrating, but in a way that's welcoming and inviting and creates an atmosphere of joy and peacefulness, and you can really demonstrate in that way, be an example of what your relationship with God is bringing to you in your life.
Danielle Bean, the brand manager from CatholicMom.com, joining us this morning on Morning Air, and we're talking about how you can bring peace and prayer to these very busy days before Christmas, or really at any time during the year, and to really focus on what's most important, and that is your romance with Jesus. And that's what Danielle and her very large family have been doing. She's got a podcast about this up at CatholicMom.com. With eight kids and adults, and these are grown children now, and everybody living under one roof, in your experience, if nerves get frayed, what do you do to put peace and harmony back together again?
Yeah, this is tough. And, you know, I experienced this just last night over a board game among multiple children. There were some bad feelings. And for sure, it can, at this time of year, especially if you're visiting with extended family, there's opportunities for old rifts to come to the surface. But I think just maintaining that prayer for peace, and this is something I think every mom should pray for, is pray for peace within your family. The Prince of Peace is coming to us this Christmas season, and we have a great opportunity to ask him for the grace of that peace in our homes and in our family lives. And that's really ultimately what so many of us want. It's just, we want peace. We want peace in our prayer lives. We want peace in our family lives, in our marriages, in our financial lives, in every aspect of the way we live. We're looking for peace, and if only we could find it. But, you know, and Jesus is bringing us that peace. So remembering to pray for peace. But then another thing I want to encourage people to do this Advent season that can bring you a lot of peace is to make amends with someone. It might be someone that you had a spat with this morning as they were going out the door. It might be something small, but it might be something much larger that you've been holding on to for a long time. The liturgical season of Advent is a wonderful opportunity to let go of something, to forgive somebody that you've been holding a grudge against, to forgive yourself for something you've been beating yourself up with. Get yourself to confession. Find that peace that's only found inside of confession. Bring your kids, bring your spouse. Get everyone into confession before Christmas time. Or look to that peace in asking for forgiveness from someone. Some of us are holding on to past wounds and regrets without ever having taken that step to make those amends. And that alone does a lot to rob us of our peace. So give yourself that gift and give Jesus that gift of offering forgiveness, of asking for forgiveness during this season of Advent.
When the kids were growing up, Danielle, did you go to confession together as a family?
Yes. Yes, and that, I think that's really important. But, you know, as they grew older, people had different schedules, and it was harder to do. And one thing that I want to encourage families to do is make it something fun. You know, don't just say, everyone get in the car, we have to go to confession, have to go, and make it this, you know, drudgery thing. Say, we're going to go to confession, and then we're all going to go out for ice cream, or we're going to go to this, you know, play bowling, or whatever it is. That make it something that's fun and something active that you can do together, so that your kids will associate confession not with some dreary drudgery thing that they want to avoid, but with something that brings them peace and joy in the grace of God's mercy, overflowing mercy. Those graces are available to you and your family inside the sacrament of confession. So if you get yourself there, avail yourself of that, that this is a beautiful season in which to do that.
Danielle, when your kids talk to you about the faith, the gift of faith that you and your husband have given to them, what do they say? What's taken your breath away when they share their witness of their faith, courtesy of what you and your husband did?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many different memories that I have of conversations I've had with my kids, and some of them take my breath away in a bad way. Like, wait, you didn't know that? You know, like, I forgot to teach you that. It's terrible. But then you do have some moments, too, where it does take your breath away, where I become aware when, especially when one of my children comes to me and asks me to remember a friend of theirs or someone they know or some event that they're aware of and keep it in prayer. When they come and ask me to pray for them, to pray for the people and the things that they care about, that really moves me because I realize they're recognizing the value of prayer, and they're inviting me into something that's deeply personal and something that's really meaningful to them, and we're connecting about that thing. So I find those are really beautiful moments, and it's inside of those moments where you realize that your child has become his own person, his or her own person, in that you can see them a little bit more the way that, you know, the potential that God sees in them. And so, you know, I pray for that every day, to see other people the way that God sees them. And I think that's a really beautiful thing to pray, because there could be nothing more beautiful than the potential that God sees in every one of us, the beauty and the intrinsic value that God sees in every one of us. So those moments where I'm able to see that with one of my kids, those are really powerful moments. And those are ones where I become aware that, yeah, Dan and I, we've done what we can, and we've failed at some stuff, and we've succeeded at some stuff through our parenting. But through the years, it hasn't been us. It's God's grace that's alive and working. It's the Holy Spirit that's working inside of each of my children's spiritual lives. I can't take credit for that. And so I think it's really a beautiful thing to be able to witness that happening in people that you love most on earth.
Peace and prayer before Christmas and even beyond Christmas. Danielle Bean, a mom of eight, is the brand manager of CatholicMom.com. If you go up to CatholicMom.com, you'll hear a podcast on that topic. And you've just heard Danielle Bean, who's one of our voices here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. So how many around the table on Christmas, and will you have valet parking if I come?
And then just my father-in-law. We actually all stay home. Years ago, we made the decision, as our family was growing, that it was a little chaotic to try and get on the road or have another large family over. So Christmas Day is fairly quiet with just 11 of us, but we'll have a great big bash on New Year's Eve, which will be a continuation of our Christmas celebration.
Awesome. That's great. Well, a blessed remainder of Advent, and a very Merry Christmas and a happy and blessed New Year, Danielle, to you and your husband and the eight kids and your father-in-law as well. And just some great ideas to have peace and prayer in our lives, not only today, Christmas, and beyond Christmas. Danielle Bean at CatholicMom.com. Danielle, blessings. Thank you.
God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Danielle. Thank you. Time now is 19 minutes after the hour. We're going to do our morning air Christmas concert with some of the great voices of young people all across the country. Some of the audio and video that you have sent in of children's choruses and choirs put together. And that's coming up after this Christmas greeting from another one of our shepherds now at 19 after on morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.